All right, welcome to today's press conference, the University of Oregon defense. It's my pleasure to introduce defensive coordinator Nick Eliotti. Nick, if you could introduce your players and start with an opening statement.
Absolutely, be my pleasure. To my left is Taylor Hart, defensive end. Next to him is Tony Washington, outside linebacker. In the middle, we have Brian Jackson, safety. I got Derek Malone, Will, inside backer. And on the end there, that's just Efo. Efo, great corner. One thing I will say is I've been blessed. These are great. These are not just good football players. A lot of times you're around good football players. These five guys right here, these are great young men. They represent everything that you want in a college athlete, and it's been a pleasure to coach them. And instead of getting too long-winded, which I tend to do, ask them questions.
I think we might have a question for you, Coach. Who's got a question?
Silent group.
Nick, Jake Ziven, KEZI in Eugene. The announcement an hour ago that you're retiring. Just first off, what led to that decision? How long was that decision in the making? When did you decide? And what were the main factors in you deciding to retire after this game?
We're going to try to keep this brief. I'll try to answer this as succinctly as I can, and then we're going to talk about the Alamo Bowl, because that's why we're here. Okay? I'll give you the shortest version I can. I was going to retire at the end of last season when we won the Fiesta Bowl. In fact, when the game was over, I went out to the middle of the field, grabbed some turf, put it in a plastic bag, and put it in. It's still in my briefcase right now if I needed to show you evidence. When Chip left, I decided to stay along with Mark to finish up the recruiting because it seemed like it was going to be a tough time. We were on 13 kids, and we needed to finish the deal, and didn't want to leave him shorthanded. I'm not trying to be a martyr in this statement or pat myself on the back, but the bottom line is I believe and love Oregon, so I want to do a good job by Mark. I want to do a good job by these kids, not just leave them without having something to say. So this was something that was going to happen last year. I told Mark I would go one more year, and therefore I did. And, you know, after 38 seasons, I coached the very first year after I stopped playing. And so, I mean, I've had a good ride. It's not about me. Let's move on to the Alamo Bowl. I'll answer those at another time. But I'm at a good place, especially when I have these five guys to my left. I'm at a better place.
Questions?
Chip Brown from Rivals.com. Taylor and Tony, can you talk about what you've seen from the Texas running game? What kind of, you know, who would you compare it to in terms of teams you've faced this year?
Taylor? Yeah, you know, they have a power running game, and with that, they're very physical up front. The offensive linemen, they have multiple running backs back there that can do the job, and so they, I would say, kind of compared to a Stanford kind of in some ways, but for us, you know, we've faced it all, and we just have to figure out the ways to stop this run and go against Texas defense or offense.
Thank you, Taylor. Tony?
Same thing he said.
Jason Quick, the Oregonian. This question's for Efo. Since we're in the spirit of making announcements, have you made a decision on your NFL future? And then also, can you give us a memory of Coach Al and what makes him so effective and so beloved by you guys?
At this time, I still haven't made a decision of what I'm going to do. I feel that I'm going to wait probably until my family, I have a time to sit down with my family and actually think things through. I mean, I'm really worried about the Alamo Bowl right now, and that's pretty much it. So I haven't really been worried about that too much. And then for Coach Al, I'd have to say definitely just his everyday work ethic. He comes with that relentless passion every day. to get the best out of each player. I mean, even when players might not take it for what it's worth, I mean, he's made everybody better at this program, and he's done it day in and day out, and I thank him for that.
Tim Griffin with the San Antonio Icebreakers News. Brian and Derek, does Coach Al's retirement add a little bit of extra for you guys as far as trying to send him out as a winner?
Yeah, you know, about this, I feel like if we all wanted to make this about coaches, you know, we wouldn't be doing any game planning. So, I mean, you know, he just told us not long ago, and, you know, I feel like that's his decision, and I support him in every single way. But right now, he wants us to focus on this football game, and that's just what we've been doing this whole time. You know, we came here almost like it was a work visit, you know. People who have conferences away from where they normally work at, you know, they come there for a reason. They come there to get some work done, and that's why we're here. So, you know, I respect him. I'm glad that he made this decision, but I'm just like he is. We need to get out there and play some football.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, same thing, basically. We're just out here, you know, to win this game. No matter what happens, we all have that same mindset that we need to get things done. So no matter what happens, who's leaving, who's staying, you know, from players to coaches, we know we have one common goal.
Thank you, Derek.
Ryan Thorburn with the Register Guard. Nick, because you knew all this year that it was probably going to be your last year, did you enjoy it more, especially with these guys, or did you soak it up, or what was it like coming back for that extra year?
I might have been a little softer than I usually am, but they might not agree with that. You know, I don't think I changed in any way, shape, or form. Coach the same, as hard as I always have. Same passion, same work ethic. But I did enjoy this group of kids. This is a good group of young men, and I know we're going to put our best foot forward to try to beat a very good Texas football team. And that's what I hope we do on Monday night.